Alex Bauman in studio with me. Where are we going with this?
I got one for you. We did this a couple months ago back in May. I was looking at our past shows we've done, past segments, and we had some fun with this one. It's Would You Rather.
Would I rather?
Yes.
Okay. I had rather paint my rear end with honey and back into a hungry cave of bears.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah. All right. Go for it.
Would you rather have hiccups every time you laugh or sneeze every time you blink?
I'd rather have hiccups every time I laugh.
Never laugh again?
These days, I don't laugh too much.
I'd be screwed on that one. I laugh too much. But either way, I'm going to be screwed because I had to blink a lot.
Yeah, you have to blink. You don't realize it, but you do blink a lot. All right.
Would you rather wear every shirt you wear be itchy or every pair of socks be damp?
Ooh. That's tough right there because I don't like either one of those choices. Golly. I think I'd rather have damp socks.
Really?
I can always walk outside in this Alabama summer heat and they'll dry pretty quick.
Yeah. But
that itchy shirt, you just can't get rid of that.
Yeah, it depends on how itchy it is.
Which would you rather do?
Probably the damp socks. You can get away with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. The next one. Would you rather eat pizza with ice cream toppings or ice cream with pizza toppings?
I think I had rather eat pizza with ice cream toppings.
So like some gummy worms, some sprinkles.
Some pizza with some cookies and cream on it.
Well, there's places around here that have dessert pizzas that taste really good.
Right, that's what I say. I think I could muster that up better than I could. Ice cream with pepperoni on it don't sound very good.
I don't think I'd eat that either.
What else could it? I guess it could be ice cream with anchovies. Ugh.
Sausage.
That's horrible.
Barbecue chicken, onions, green peppers.
Ice cream's made to have fruit stuff in it or cookies or some kind of chocolate.
Or candy or something.
Yeah, we don't need no pepperoni. All right.
Would you rather always smell faintly like garlic bread or faintly like wet dog?
Garlic bread. I don't want to smell like a dadgum wet dog. You know, we always used to tell Georgia after we sprayed their butt for picking our field down there that year, nothing stinks like a wet dog.
Better be careful if you smell like garlic bread, though. Gins might try to eat you or something.
Oh, I'd stay away. I can outrun him. Especially after his trip and fall over that bench last week.
Just put a bench in the way and he just fall over.
All you got to do, man. Which would you rather do with that?
Probably wet dog. I don't want to smell like garlic bread.
You want to smell like a wet dog?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Golly, that is an awful funk right there.
Not really.
Yes, it is, too. Nothing smells like a wet dog.
Would you rather only be able to walk backwards or only be able to talk in rhymes?
Well, I'll be the first to tell you, if I could only walk backwards right now, I'd do a lot of falling, so I guess I'd rather speak in rhymes.
I feel like that'd be pretty cool, too. You can make a lot of money off that, be a rapper or something.
Yeah, Ghetto would be the hippo.
Ghetto the hippo?
Ghetto the hippo.
Hippo Ghetto?
Yeah.
Would you rather have a rewind button for your life or a pause button for everyone else's?
Oh, rewind for mine, because if I rewind and I get somebody that I didn't like, I'd just smack the crap out of them. I wouldn't be nice anymore. I'd just start smacking. No, I'd rather have the rewind. What would you rather have?
I feel like the rewind button would be pretty cool. You'd go back and kind of watch your life pass before your eyes and just kind of see the decisions you made and how they impact your life. Because when you're at this point, you kind of forget certain things and how they happened, and you can go back and see how certain things occurred.
I'd like to rewind. Now, how far would I be able to rewind?
Till birth.
Till birth?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going back, baby. No, I'm going back. Forget that pause button. I'm going back.
You're going all the way back.
Yep.
All right. Would you rather get stuck in traffic with a mariachi band playing in your back seat or with a mime who won't stop miming?
I will deal with that mariachi band. I would take that mime and throw him clean out the window. What would you?
Probably the mariachi band.
Yeah,
have
me
you
too.
Seen the Impractical Jokers episode where Q gets stuck with the mime?
Yeah.
That's like my worst nightmare.
Well, and I'll tell you, the one good thing about having a mariachi band is I would keep looking over my shoulders wondering when they were going to bring some chips and salsa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, last one here, David. Would you rather your alarm clock be a rooster in your bedroom or a marching band outside your window?
Rooster in my bedroom.
You don't want a marching band?
No, I want the rooster. I can shoot him and fry some chicken.
You can't shoot him. That's not part of the would you rather.
Huh? You asked. I mean, a rooster or a marching band?
Yeah, like the Sylacauga Marching Aggies.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a few of them I'd probably take, but I think I'd rather have the rooster. You know, most people wake up with a rooster anyway, yeah, without the alarm clock.
Yeah. I take the marching band, though. I love marching band music.
Oh, now, don't get me wrong. I love that, too. By the way, you know, night before last, I get home from our coach's cantina, and guess what was on TV?
What?
Rudy.
Rudy.
Nothing better than Rudy, man. Football season. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
And I tell you, the marching band back then for Notre Dame and all of them, really. The pageantry, it was just, I love it. Love that movie. All right, so I'm going to ask you, all right, had you rather, one question for Bauman here. Had you rather take a pair of vice grips and pull back the scalp on your head and shampoo with pure grain alcohol?
You said you do that all the time.
Or had you rather wake up in the morning and your underwear be frozen?
The second one.
Frozen underwear.
Yeah. I'll take a hot shower and unfreeze them.
That'd be bad, man.
Well, better than having to scrub your head with pure grain alcohol.
I'm telling you, man, that you know, that hurt.